Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Keeping Them Safe. My name is Sharon Doty, and my commitment in life is to create a world where there is no child sexual abuse. That means I am up to educating each and every one of you, every adult on the planet, how to recognize the grooming behaviors of other adults in our environment who are making an effort to seduce our children and prey on them. I'm committed that you be able to recognize the behaviors that lead children into the trap that predators are seducing them into, and that you be able to quickly, efficiently, and effortlessly interrupt that process. You know, sometimes these behaviors show up in the actions and interactions between people who have no bad purpose. But it doesn't matter because we want to interrupt these behaviors anyway. They are part of a grooming process. And even when the person who's acting in that way has no bad intentions, what it does is create an environment where someone who does intend to seduce them, who does intend to prey on them, has a way in. They have a door that opens up to them to let them into that child's life. And it creates an environment where the child is conditioned to accept that kind of behavior and those kinds of interactions from other adults so that children think that is okay. And they're really conditioned to accept it. And the rest of us accept that kind of interaction because of who it is. And we don't think about the risk it is to the child that we've allowed that kind of behavior because we totally trust the person who's with the child at the time. It's important for us to be able to recognize those behaviors and interrupt them while they're happening so that children don't get used to them. Children don't get used to adults acting that way and accepting of that behavior. And so that other adults around us recognize that that behavior is inappropriate and risky to children. It's only when we start doing that, when we start being used by and recognize those risky behaviors that adults exhibit, that we are going to be able to create a world where children are safe from predators. I'm going to deviate from my usual conversation a little bit today because it happens to be the middle of Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I just want to read something to you from the proclamation on National Child Abuse Prevention Month for 2024. There is no greater sin than the abuse of power, especially when that abuse is directed at a child. During National Child Abuse Prevention Month, we stand together to prevent abuse and neglect, support brave survivors, and build strong communities and families where every child can grow up happy and safe. For far too many children across America, the violence, fear, and intimidation associated with physical, emotional, and we would say sexual abuse, define their most formative years. The emotional scars can last a lifetime, making it hard to form healthy relationships, upending their futures, and perpetuating a toxic cycle of abuse. Every child in America deserves to grow up safe, supported, and surrounded by love. This month, April, we remember that we are all playing a part in making that real. I, Joseph R. Biden, Jr., President of the United States of America, do hereby proclaim April 2024 as National Child Abuse Prevention Month. I call upon all Americans to observe this month by joining together as a nation to promote the safety and well-being of all children and families, and to recognize the child welfare professionals and allies who work tirelessly to protect our children. Let us also honor the strength and resilience of survivors of child abuse. These pieces of the National Proclamation from the President of the United States declaring April Child Abuse Prevention Month call attention to all of us to pay attention, to the people around us, to pay attention to the children we interact with, to pay attention to what's wanted and needed for us to be the ones who are working diligently to ensure that the environments our children live and grow up in are safe, healthy, and nurture them into being extraordinary adults. You know, the conversation around the consequences of abuse that is pointed to by this proclamation is insufficient. The proclamation speaks about the possible emotional and physical abuse that make it hard to form healthy relationships, that cause upending futures, and sometimes perpetuate a toxic cycle of abuse. But we also know from the ACEs study, the Adverse Childhood Experiences study, that the consequences of abuse have long-term physical effects on our children. This is a critical health issue for the United States of America and the world, actually. In fact, the ACE study taught us that children who suffer these kinds of adverse experiences, which include being abused and neglected of any type, particularly child sexual abuse, are 490% more likely to suffer from depression when they're adults. They're 390% more likely to have cardiovascular or cardiopulmonary issues when they're adults, kidney disease, kidney failure, and 4,600% more likely to have some sort of addiction by the time they're adults. It is critical that we begin to create environments where this can't happen, where child sexual abuse and other kinds of abuse are simply unacceptable as a condition of a child's life. And we, as the adults in the environment, are the ones who are going to put a stop to it. Child Abuse Prevention Month is a time for all of us to have our attention on that, to call attention to that. You know, one of the simple things you can do is wear blue. And if you wear blue two or three times and someone says to you, "How come you're wearing so much blue?" You can simply say, "Because I'm advocating in a very visual way for us to pay attention to the children who are at risk in our environment." So wearing blue is one way you can call attention to the issue. There are lots of other little ways. You know, you can wear a little blue ribbon on a lapel pin. Child advocacy centers even have a lapel pin made up that they hand out to people to allow them to wear it all month long. So again, you can draw attention to the issue. Or maybe it's a lapel pin shaped like a pinwheel. The pinwheel is a visual demonstration that many states use on their state capitol lawns to demonstrate the number of children who died because of child abuse and neglect during that year in that state. It is daunting. It is gut-wrenching. It is heartbreaking to see a field of pinwheels and know that those pinwheels, every one of them, represent the life of a child that was lost to child abuse and neglect, neglect of all kinds, including child sexual abuse. And that we lost those children in 1 year. Child Abuse Prevention Month was advocated by and really established by the Prevent Child Abuse America organization and its national network of state chapters. And this year, their mission and their theme for their mission is building a hopeful future together. Efforts are being made all across the country in child abuse prevention programs, in state health departments, in child advocacy centers to use this theme as a way to educate the community about how important it is for us to work together to create a nurturing and supportive environment for all of our children and all of our families. We know that safe, stable, nurturing environments create the opportunity for children to grow up and create for themselves and enjoy for themselves a brighter future, every single child on the planet. And that's what we're up to. That is what Child Abuse Prevention Month is about. It's about letting us all know that this is a way that we can come together to make a difference for something that matters to each and every one of us. There are lots of ways, as I said, that you can be part of this. There's wearing blue, and then there's also planting a pinwheel. You can make a blue and white pinwheel and plant it in front of your house. Or in one community, there are wooden children about 3 inches tall that are made out of 2x4s and have connections on the back of them for a dowel to be put in so that the children can be, a face can be painted on the silhouette of a child and they can be dressed and left in the front yard to again draw attention to the need for us to work together to make sure children grow up happy, healthy, and prepared to succeed. That is a very visual, a very beautiful, a very effective way of drawing attention to the issue and reminding children that we all have a part to play in this. It's important that each and every one of us work together to create an environment where children are safe from predators of all kinds, predators that harm them in many different ways, including those who sexually molest them. This year, there's a crucial connection being pointed to in the theme between a happy childhood and a hopeful future for every child. And through Prevent Child Abuse America and their theme of building a hopeful future, through that effort, there is a huge intention to recommit to work together with the national network all across the country to have resources and support that each and every person needs to reach their full potential. We want to make sure that every child has a nurturing environment because every single one of them deserve a better future. The programs for child abuse prevention focus primarily on neglect and on physical abuse. And that's because the majority of child abuse is neglect and physical abuse. Our conversation focuses almost entirely on the child sexual abuse that our children are enduring. It is the smallest percentage of the overall abuse that children suffer. But it is among the most devastating that any of them ever have to experience, and among the most long-lasting and lifelong impactful. So our conversation is about discovering for yourself what it takes for you to be part of the solution and taking the actions necessary to ensure that you are the one who can protect children. You are the one who can recognize potential predators in the environment. You are the one who can take a step, make a conversation, interrupt a situation in a way that leaves everybody comfortable, but ensures that that child is not being trapped in an environment that's a risky one for them, or an environment that looks like it might have potential for harm. We don't really know when we see something that's inappropriate what the intentions of that adult are. But we do know that regardless of their intentions, if we stop the behavior, the prospect and potential for abuse is diminished and perhaps completely eliminated. Without the grooming process, without the behaviors that are part of their seduction, Predators can't be successful. And you know what? That's all we're interested in. We're interested in having them not be successful. There are great programs that work diligently to find ways to work with predators or with potential predators to thwart those feelings, to stop them from interacting with children in a way that is harmful, to stop them from acting on those feelings, thoughts, and emotions themselves. That's a whole different group of people. And I am grateful for the work that they're doing. I admire their diligence and their commitment to make a difference. And I pray every day that they are incredibly successful. My job is not that. My job is to make you aware of the ways that you can ensure that children in your environment are safe from potential predators. My job is to remind you that it is our job, yours and mine, the adults who love and care for children. It's our job to create environments where no child sexual abuse can occur. We can do that. It takes time, it takes commitment, it takes study and practice, it takes intention, and it takes time, most of all. So I'm inviting you to take this few minutes every 2 weeks and remind yourself of what it is you're up to, what it is you're listening for, what it is you're watching for, and how you, yeah, the person in your chair, the one in your car, the one who's in that particular skin bag, how you can do whatever it takes in the environments you live and work in and play in to keep them safe. I wish all of you a wonderful, loving, healthy, and happy April. And I invite you to continue to be part of this conversation and to join me in my effort through keeping them safe to create a world where we have eradicated child sexual abuse from the planet. Thanks for listening today. I appreciate you being here. I appreciate each and every one of you. And if you have questions, comments, or concerns, you are welcome to contact me at 918-625-6079 or send me an email to swdkeepingthemsafe@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.